Georgia. Georgia, the last of the British colonies in America to be established, was founded in 1733. A group led by General James Oglethorpe received a charter to create a colony where English debtors and poor people could make a fresh start. In Great Britain, debtors, those who were unable to repay their debts, were generally thrown into prison. The British government had another reason for creating Georgia. This colony could protect the other British colonies from Spanish attack. Great Britain and Spain had been at war in the early 1700s, and new conflicts over territory in North America were always breaking out. Located between Spanish Florida and South Carolina, Georgia could serve as a military barrier. Oglethorpe's Town. Oglethorpe led the first group of sober, industrial, and moral persons to Georgia in 1733. They built a town called Savannah, as well as forts to defend themselves from the Spanish. Oglethorpe wanted the people of Georgia to be hardworking, independent, and Protestant. He kept the size of farms small and banned slavery, Catholics, and rum. Although Georgia had been planned as a debtors' colony, it actually received few debtors. Hundreds of poor people came from Great Britain. Religious refugees from Germany and Switzerland and a small group of Jews also settled there. Georgia soon had a higher percentage of non-British settlers than any other British colony in the Americas. The colony changes. Many settlers complained about the limits on the size of landholding and the law banning slave labor. They also objected to the many rules Oglethorpe made regulating their lives. The colonists referred to Oglethorpe as our perpetual dictator. Oglethorpe grew frustrated by the colonists' demands and the colony's slow growth. He agreed to let people have larger landholdings and lifted the ban against slavery and rum. In 1751, he gave up altogether and turned the colony back over to the king. By that time, British settlers had been in what is now the eastern United States for almost a century and a half. They had lined the Atlantic coast with colonies. New France. The British were not the only Europeans who were colonizing North America, however. Elsewhere on the continent, the Spanish and the French had built settlements of their own. The French had founded Quebec in 1608. At first, they had little interest in large-scale settlement in North America. They were mainly concerned with fishing and trapping animals for their fur. French trappers and missionaries went far into the interior of North America. French fur companies built forts and trading posts to protect their profitable trade. In 1663, New France became a royal colony. King Louis XIV limited the privileges of the fur companies. He appointed a royal governor who strongly supported new explorations. Down the Mississippi River. In the 1670s, two Frenchmen, a fur trader, Louis Joliet, and a priest, Jacques Marquette, explored the Mississippi River by canoe. Joliet and Marquette hoped to find gold, silver, and other precious metals. They were also looking for a water passage to the Pacific Ocean. The two explorers reached as far south as the junction of the Arkansas and Mississippi rivers. When they realized that the Mississippi flowed south into the Gulf of Mexico rather than west into the Pacific, they turned around and headed back upriver.